And now on Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
Morning, David.
Hey, good morning, guys. Just Jack Black, he's starting to... The amount of clubs he's starting to represent, I just started to think about those players that played for so many different clubs. And that, you know, Jack Black's going to start to move into Phil Blake territory.
Phil Blake, yes.
Ooh,
Phil Blake.
Blakey.
John Elias.
Yes. What about John Elias? Blake Green.
Blake Green.
Blake Green, Blake Green. Good one,
Jack Blake. Blake. Mm. Yeah, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, he's spreading himself around a bit. He's sort of you know, getting lost on everyone.
Are you a Jack Black fan, David? No, are you a Jack Black fan? You are.
Yeah, I like. Yeah,
I like him too. I think he's good. Yeah.
Rattle off the movies he's been in.
I like the King Kong.
Old School? Not Old School. School of Rock.
School of Rock. That's it. Yeah. School of Rock. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, right. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Enough Jack Black talk.
Yeah. Reece Walsh, has he signed a deal or not? He has.
Yeah, Reece's being Reece, jumping on Instagram, saying, show me the money. But this deal, worth $5.5 million over 5 years, has been ratified by the Broncos board. I expect this to be announced within coming days. He will become the highest paid Bronco in the club's 36-year history, guys, 21 years of age. He'll be the next million-dollar man for the Broncos. And what's interesting, too, because it's been a real juggling act as far as keeping this Broncos squad together, because Reece Walsh is also managed by the same agency as his teammate and young gun himself, Ezra Mann. Ezra locked down a deal with the Broncos last year through until 2029, and now Reece Walsh will do the same. So... It's a big chunk of the Broncos' salary cap, and there's no denying the investment, right? Well, Reece Walsh has his impact both on and off the field now and going forward. He's one of those players that footy clubs, you just can't afford to lose. And I'm talking about his marketability. As I said, still at what he's doing at only 21 years of age, I believe, and... Yeah, 5 years, 5.5, I say go for it.
All right. I've just done the maths. So that means he's getting paid $21,153 a week, every week, for 5 years, which is works out at $3,021 a day, every day of the next 5 years. That's what he'll be getting paid. So well done, Reece Walsh. Yeah. That's a massive success story for someone so young.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. Yep. Now, South Sydney were beaten 48-6 by the Roosters, but they haven't really made many changes. Tom Burgess comes into the starting side. What else has happened? Not much else apart from Harvey being punted.
Yeah. Yeah. Brandy, the Thomas Burgess move that you suggested, Sean Kepi drops out of the side. There was a tip around town earlier this week in relation to Latrell moving to the centres and potentially Jai Gray, a really young talent. Small in stature, but hugely talented player that the Rabbitohs have high hopes for. There was the suggestion that he could come in and play fullback. Clearly that hasn't happened. I spoke to South Sydney officials yesterday in relation to Jai. And they just feel as though to bring a young player in at this time, in this current environment, it could be detrimental to his entry to the NRL. And they would prefer to, you know, bide his time and continue to develop in the New South Wales Cup at this point in time. So no major change there. The other one's Lachlan Elias too, who obviously was the big talking point last week. He remains in the New South Wales Cup. My information there, guys, is that they want Lachlan to learn how to play off the back foot and chase the match. Basically take the game by the scruff of its neck on his own. Really take control of the footy team when you're on the back foot and under pressure. Something that they believe he probably hasn't been doing for South at this point in time. Now, the other argument there is, the big dog's in the team, probably haven't allowed Lachlan to do that. So it's a juggling act, but it's something that they're talking to Lachlan about and wanting him to try and develop in the New South Wales Cup at this point in time. I don't think he'll be down there. I don't think he'll be down in reserve grade for too long. Well, clearly, if the Bunnies produce another performance like they did last week.
No, a good mate of mine who's a tragic South supporter. He sent me a text last night. Actually, he said I've just spent 40 minutes watching Jai Gray. He could play fullback, halfback, 5'8", and hooker. And he said he looks so really good.
He looked great. He looked great in the preseason challenge.
Yeah, he did.
But I agree. And you thought, wow, but he's small.
Yeah, he's only small. But I agree that you don't want to throw him in a situation like this for your first. Let's put him in for his debut game, off the back of us losing three games. That puts a lot of pressure on.
All right, let's cover some more injuries, David, because the Broncos. Yes, they get Reynolds back, but they lose another on top of Haas and Walsh.
Yeah, they have, Bossy, and it's a big blow too. It's Brendan Piakura. He went down on an ankle yesterday, and I can tell you that he's gone for scans, and he's come back with what looks to be a 4 to 6 week recovery on this ankle injury. That's a significant blow. At the beginning of the year, I had major concerns about that left side, the left edge of the Broncos, of which we've discussed here on the program following the departure of Kurt Capel and Herbie Farmworth. And largely, you know, when I raised that concern, the pushback came, but well, hang on a sec, Brendan Piakura is a hugely talented back rower who will do a job. Well, he's gone now. 4 to 6 weeks. It's a major blow for that side of the Broncos where they have been leaking points. If you think about where the Panthers scored the majority of their tries last week, it was largely down that left-hand side of the Broncos. Teams are seeing a weakness there. They're picking it apart. And now Brendan Piakura is just another change on that left edge. I think it's a major blow and more to the point where it could take time for the Broncos to recover from, as I said, some significant losses in Capel and Herbie Farmworth.
They did have the Reece Walsh injury caused some a shuffle of players last week too. That certainly didn't help.
Yep.
The Sharks, well, if we think there's some injuries across the game, boy, the Sharks are wearing a fair few of them, aren't they? And in the forward pack, I would say that David Hamlin-Ewelli, they need him to return. Is he looking likely this week? Because they're missing half the pack.
Yeah, Brandy, the Sharks, they flew out of the gates to start the season, but geez, they're currently hit a rocky road. In the answer to your question, Hamlin-Ewelli, no. The answer is no. The Sharks get they're into the bye next week. Then they play South Sydney. He's a 50-50 chance, Hamlin-Ewelli, for the South Sydney game, more likely the following week. Just recapping, it's Dale Finucane and fractured high socket, Royce Hunt, a calf injury, Toby Rudolph, syndesmosis injury, 4 to 6 weeks. Hamlin-Ewelli, we discussed, and the other one's Britton Nakora, who still has one match remaining on a suspension, returns after the bye. It's close to $3 million out of their salary cap in their forward pack out against the Raiders side guys. As we know, they are just a power pack. Everything comes off the Raiders pack. So it's going to be fascinating to see how the Sharks hold their gloves
up. Is Fitzy playing?
Tom
Hazelton. Is Fitzy playing in the back row this week?
Yeah, Fitzy, that's right. That's right. To the point, it's caused a reshuffle of Sia Sifo-Talakai. Moving from the centre, I would argue he's been their best player to start the year in the centres. He's been shifted to the back row. Young Kale Iroh. He's a talent. They won't lose anything coming out of their end. He can carry strong, Kale Iroh. He moves into the centres. And there's an interesting one on the bench. Daniel Atkinson, guys, number 14 for the Sharks. He's more of a utility. Plays 6-7-9, fullback. So potentially the Sharks are looking to play fast and try and run these big forwards around.
He was another one who started in the preseason challenge last year. Remember a game up on the Central Coast? He was man of the match. Ended up only playing one game for the Sharks last year. And Kale Iroh, plenty of people would say, the surprising thing about him is that he has only played one NRL game up to now, because whenever you see him at the lower level, he looks fantastic. Just a question on the text from your old mate, Port Adelaide Dragon, David. You ready for this one? Lads, the boys' trip over the weekend to Byron Bay, David Magic Fingers Riccio was a no-show. Can you please put some heat on him and ask him why? We've been left pondering. What's the details there? Unpack that.
Yeah, well, Port Adelaide Dragon, unlike the Port Adelaide Dragon, I take my job quite seriously. I'm committed to my job. I like to put my kids through school, through working hard. And therefore, boys' trips in the middle of a rugby league season, they don't exist.
Okay, well answered. Yeah. David, have a great day at the Telegraph there. Thanks for coming on the line and sticking it to the Port Adelaide Dragon.
Hey, thank you, boys. Go well.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Rubber stamped. Go well. We're here for Bryden's Lawyers. Unable to work due to injury or illness, contact Bryden's Lawyers. And you can give us a call right now on the Southern Bank open line, 1300 01 1170. And be in the running for the Club Med Caller of the Year for your chance to win a trip to Bali, which is worth almost $10,000. Thanks for making the switch to Sydney's home of sport, SEN 1170 AM.